to order. The budget, this is a budget meeting. The budget's been posted for 10 days. Is anyone here from the public to make comments on the budget or have any questions about the budget? All right, hearing none. Does any, do we have any discussion?
Yeah, if they have anything. Nobody's brought anything to my attention.
We added the wage increase at the meeting, and that's, everything else looks good.
Yeah.
So.
Evan did a little adjusting, as you can tell, and wastewater and water, so there's a surplus in both of those now, so. And everything else looked pretty good. Motor fuel tax is always, has a little bit of deficit because we, the money's in there, we pull it down. And yeah, and all our other accounts, I think, have surplus, so.
The only thing that, where was it?
Did you see?
Recycling, that may change.
Yeah, depending on what we decide tonight.
That's the only thing that.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever's decided later in the meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Was there staff raises on this?
Yeah, the new one I had laying on the desk is, has the raise, so.
Yeah, you were in Vegas last time. We voted for you to pay it because we thought you were gonna win.
Yeah, well.
You bring back your winnings.
There's a lot of things we put on your plate.
Teach you to be gone.
So you get nothing.
Yeah, then don't show up.
Thank you very much.
And we don't have to do anything else.
No, because then we vote on it.
We don't have to vote on it here, do we?
No, in the meeting. I mean, we'll do the ordinance, which is pretty soon. We vote on it.
So we, no other business?
Wait a couple minutes, if anybody says anything, and then can close it.
All right, we'll wait like 5 minutes, until 5 after.
In case anybody did come in, I don't know. I didn't have anybody call.
No, hell no, he's a tension thrower. That's what I mean, the few people that do get kind of out of shape about stuff, they don't understand that most people don't give a shit. They're trying to get them all agenda with fear, scared of them. And, you know, if it was an issue, this place would be full. Somebody wants to say, if it was chemicals from the field, I said, that's an easy one. I shut the damn thing off.
I get in New York.
I'm sorry, but that's what we'd have to do. And then you gotta go up to, why did it get in the water? Where? Why? I mean, it just. What is stuff that they.
Environmental studies.
You know where in the heck would you head at?
Trying to get a terrible line interruption. Like pages or something. Couldn't have been me doing that.
They're wanting to raise it $2,557.50.
All right, and we'd have to charge people how much of these?
$18.15.
If no one quits.
Right. And everybody I've talked to said they were dropping it.
Really? This would be easy then.
So 22 short now, 21 short now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you know. $10
raise.
People are
going to
drop
off of this.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Or more.
Right. So. Okay, 5 minutes still. Anyone here has any questions on the budget? Anybody from the public wish to make any comments on the budget? Hearing no one, entertain a motion to to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion?
All right, meeting adjourned.
Okay, if everybody remains standing for the prayer.
Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedoms that you have given us in our country. We thank you for our community. We care about our community, and we thank you for these servants who have been elected to do the business that's important to us. We pray for the mayor and each council person and everyone who is involved in the decision-making this evening, and pray that, Lord, you'd give them wisdom, give them discernment, give them guidance, and may you be glorified in all that we do, because we love you and we love one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Be seated, please.
Thank you.
All right, sorry I'm late. Clerk, if you can call the roll, please.
Sure. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mary Ray Ferry.
Here. All right, having the quorum, we will move on. Everyone had a chance to read the minutes of the last meeting. If we have any additions or corrections or questions on the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from April 12th.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Miller, second by Mrs. Clark. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approve the minutes. All right, clerk's report. Cindy, what do you have for us today?
I don't think anything. I just recycling and everything's later on, so.
Okay. All right. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Just mention it.
Oh, we got an award from the Illinois Department of Public Health for our fluoride being perfect for the last 12 months. So, I thought I'd let everybody know that.
All right. That's in everybody's packet. If you want to, you can see that. All right, thank you. Treasurer's report. Ms. Brown, do you have anything?
I have nothing to report tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Collins, do you have anything as our attorney?
I do not. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Engineer, do we have an engineer here this evening? No. All right, public comments and petitions. Mr. Radley or Mr. Okay.
I got lots of trash around me in several blocks. I think it needs to be moved. Make people move them. And since I've been back from South Texas, I've got three possums. Trash brings possums in, and rats and mice.
Oh, that's some trash.
So I'd like to. I talked to you once, and you said you're going to get some rules.
Mm-hmm. We need to discuss an all town trash day again. I don't know if you, but I get okay. You okay? Go ahead, George.
You done? Go
ahead. I just. One thing to say. Yeah, the fellow lives right east of me. George's neighbor. He burns all night and all day. And here a couple weeks ago, my wife was both out all over. And she went to the doctor. Said poison ivy. Says, I ain't been out and in the poison ivory. He says she can catch it in the air from fire. Mm-hmm. So we've been stuck in the house.
Yeah, there is a burn ordinance. It's supposed to be, everything's supposed to be out by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, he burns 24 hours a day.
Unless somebody's having a wiener roast or something, but other than that, there is a burn ordinance. Right. And actually, there's a lot of things you can't even burn in this community.
Yeah, well, I've seen him bring in trash from other places to that night he burnt those, then unburned it to take it down the dump.
Have you called when the police are, when it's burning, have you called the police at all?
I called him the last time.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about calling the fire department.
Well,
I sure ain't gonna
the police ought to give you an option to sign a complaint.
Sure. Well, I'm complaining right now.
But, you know what I'm saying? When it's going on, they could write a ticket right then.
Right.
You let the officer know you wanted to write a ticket. I mean, I agree with you, but I'm just saying that may be an alternative to get it right away taken care of.
But,
I think, I mean, we all agree with you, Bill. I agree with you. And my patients are wearing thin. I've tried to work with these people. My patients are wearing thin. I gave the police chief orders today.
I moved down a nice town, so I come to a nice town, and it was for a while, you know.
I know, but
the past 3 years, it's been terrible.
I know.
Not the town, the area.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. Like I say, I'm trying to work with people. You know, I realize it's been winter, but now, hey, it's spring. We got to get this cleaned up. If he doesn't, we're going to. That's the order I gave him. We're going to clean it up.
It's nice in him today. He getting these crates and moving around the back of the house. Now that old man's been out there and he's tearing it off. Mark, now he's been out there for 2 years, no license plates. And I seen back a whole load in there today and it was on my deck and threw it in behind the house with them things, thinking he'd hide it. And another question I want to ask, if I have to have a water line replaced, how am I going to get the water line fixed, you know? And we got a ordinance where they got to let me get in on their places.
Does your water cross them?
And
your water crosses them?
Well, because his water lines come across him and Jacoby, or him and Travis, one of them. And if I let that somebody like David put me in a new water line, are they going to be able to do that? If I have a water break bad, you know, and want water fixed that day or that night?
We will do everything we can to work with you to get that done.
I mean, that should be removed so he got room to get in.
No, it would have to be.
But I wanted to know that too, you know.
It would have to be. You're right, George.
Thank you.
I think we all agree with you. Yes, sir.
I'm Alan Tippy. I live right next door to this situation. Like you said, the van's back here, no plates, no tires. He's hauling junk from Canton's dump to his house. And I know there's ordinances, hands are kind of tied right now in transition, but he's also got issues and he's off his meds, and someday it's going to escalate.
I know. I mean, I said this last meeting about the dog feces in the park. It's a societal problem. I don't understand why we are so disrespectful to each other.
Right.
It's, you know, they're your neighbors.
With him, I try to talk to him as a family member and neighbor and citizen, and he goes off sometimes. You got to be careful.
I know, and the mental illness runs rampant, and there's no treatment anymore.
I talked to someone last night about this kind of the same situation with trash and weeds and the list goes on. And actually, all it takes sometimes if somebody would just ask for help, there is I don't think there's anybody in this room who wouldn't be willing to help.
No.
You know, do it once at least, you know, until they got back on their feet. And help them get it going and get them straightened up and that, and then after that it's on their own. But I don't think anybody would be willing to do it. So that's just the way we are. But yeah, it is. It's getting bad.
There one time, I had one neighbor. You know, he wasn't picking up trash. I said, "Hey, I can take a bag of my dump every day, every week." He wouldn't ever throw it down and put it down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can amend ordinances and stuff and get the fines a little higher? Is there anything you can do like that?
It's the thing with fines. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
It's the thing with fines. You can fine people $1 million, but it's the fact of it's not going to stop it.
Can you seize the property?
And you just have to, some way you gotta take care of the problem, but the fines just don't help. It's the same with the traffic ticket. You know, somebody, they're habitual, you know, I guess speeding or whatever, they're going to speed. But
I mean, he's got some of the neighbors scared now.
I mean, I'll tell you what, the order I gave, we're going in to clean the property. The city workers are going to go in and clean up the trash, and we're going to throw it away.
Okay.
We'll worry about who pays for it later.
Yep.
Because you guys aren't, you know, it's not a money issue to you guys. It's a health issue, and that's a health issue to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to get sick, or I don't want animals. It's a health issue. We got to protect the people, and I want it cleaned up.
Enjoy their backyards.
Yes. And like I say, you can kind of deal with some stuff in the cold weather because, you know, everything's froze up. You know, now things are warming up. Mosquitoes are coming. Nope, I won't put up with it.
Another thing we worry, you know, you can get rats or anything, you know, that gets so bad around there.
Yes.
Termites bad and rats.
Yes. I mean, I try to work with people first, but it didn't work this time. So, Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I really do. I encourage the public to come in here. We love to hear what you got to say. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything? Okay. Thank you. All right. Moving on. Finance. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Ms. Clark.
I have nothing to report at this time.
All right. Sewer, Ms. Spott was absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you. Police, Mr. Ward.
I have nothing.
Thank you. And water, Mr. Miller.
I don't have anything at this time.
Okay. Utilities and publications and public buildings and grounds, Mr. Long.
We're still working on the project we started, ongoing.
Okay. Mary, yes.
Can I mention something?
Yes, ma'am.
Up there at our little food cupboard up on the side of the visitor center, if we could possibly have a trash can up there beside it, I think that would alleviate some of the trash on the ground around it. And
okay.
Just have one up there with a liner in it or something.
Okay.
And, well, they, you know, the liquor cans are, they'll leave this there, and that way if we had that up there, maybe they would put it in the trash can and shit on the ground.
Okay. All right, we can look into that. Thank you. Tourism, Ms. Pascal.
Well, Music in the Park's going to be starting in June, and Kendall let me know that all the slots are booked for music. It's all filled up. And the concession is going to, you're still working on that, right?
Yep.
The new concession stand. Yep.
What?
And I'll let Kenny tell you about the spaghetti dinner this time, when it's his turn.
What day in June is the music in the park?
I think it's first week, but I'm not sure. I'm not
right.
Exactly sure, but.
Right.
We got some really good music.
There's 10 weeks, and it's all booked. And a lot of local bands, so.
Very good, very good.
Can't wait.
That's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you, Kim. TIF, Mr. Spotler, we don't have anything for TIF this evening. Citizens Committee, Amanda Smith, always good to hear from you.
Hi everyone. Unfortunately, we did not get funding for the Rasmus and Blacksmith shop, so that was released on April 20th. So the reason we did not get funding is just they did not think it was to the point of deterioration yet. But they did offer some additional grant opportunities, so hopefully I will hear from them, and hopefully we can help secure some funding to keep that still a lively building in the community. I also had another conversation with Sherry Bustos' office and talked with Evan. We looked at submitting community support for water infrastructure. And talking with Evan, that would be for the four valves, correct? So that in the plumbing, getting that updated so that way they would be able to drain and clean the tanks. We also looked at potentially a new clay valve as well as a generator. And to my understanding, the generator would help keep the city in water if there was an event of emergency for longer than 24 hours. So that's what we're looking at right now. Anything else that goes with that, Evan?
Nope. I think it is that one.
So keeping our fingers crossed that we'll hear sometime. She was just recently in Polk County and did do some funding for Vermont as well as Cuba. So hopefully we will be next.
They did release funding for Vermont and Cuba?
They just recently
they
funded
grants.
Vermont and Cuba, so hopefully we'll be next on the list.
Awesome.
Great.
You mentioned the blacksmith shop. My question I always have when I go by there, are there plans to make the bricks all the same? Or is it always going
to
be
like,
oh, okay.
We just discussed that at the meeting the other night. No. Somebody painted the old ones, which... how they describe it. Those bricks are kind of softer, so they don't want to paint the other ones. So they're going to try to maybe sandblast it off to make it more,
see what it looks like.
More the, even the same color. And the new roof is on. Did everybody see
it?
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
seen it, yes.
Mm-hmm. We got the new roof on this week. So it looks nice.
Very good.
Yeah, we just discussed it Wednesday night.
All right, because that's the question I always have every time I go
it
by there.
It drives me crazy, too.
Well, I'm not saying it drives me crazy.
It does me. Those two colors.
At least we're saving another historical building.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, on the historical items, on the same note, there's two cannons in front of the courthouse have been taken to be redone. The cannon that's in the cemetery is on the way to be redone. So that's being done by the Legion, too, not by the city, the American Legion. But I just wanted to let everybody know that. All right. Thank you, Amanda, very much. Appreciate everything you do. Christmas Committee, Kenny Hickey.
Well, this weekend, I think about everybody knows that we're going to have a spaghetti dinner down at the VFW, and they're footing the bill. They're taking care of all the food and stuff. We just need a little bit of manpower. Doug and I has been volunteered to deliver meals, so there's going to be meals delivered, and of course some of the regular ones that deliver meals down there, John Ball and Rich Chambers. I don't know who all is going to help, but the more the merrier is all I can say. The more help we got, the better. Everybody, we're buying pies, we're doing stuff for silent auctions. People are donating that stuff. Just whatever. We went down to Farmer Home, picked up a few things the other day. Don't amount to a lot, but it's a little something. But we're going to go down to the V on Friday. We're going to meet down there at 4:30. Kind of set the tables and everything up. Again, more the merrier. Everybody, more than welcome to come down and help. And then Saturday, we're going to get down there at 3 o'clock. And the meals actually start at 5. Go to 5 to 7. We're going to deliver from 5 to 6. But we're going to get down there early if there's anything else we need to get done. Other than that, far as like this weekend, that's pretty much everything I can think of. Sally, remember anything else?
Yeah, we're just going to set up the silent auction things early.
Yeah, and the silent auction stuff, if you can't take it to the V, you can bring it up here to the City Hall.
Yes.
By 4 on Friday.
And you don't have to be present if you do win one of the auction items. You just leave your phone number down and we can call them.
And that's about all I got to say right now, anyway. We're planning other things for, of course, Christmas in the park, but we'll do that another day.
Thank you, Kenny and Jeannie. Appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you very much. All right, Public Works Report. Mr. Evan Palmer, what do you have for us?
Oh, as of right now, as Amanda said, you know, we're still working on the grants, seeing what we can get with that. On the street side, we just started today cutting brush. We got someone to come in to hopefully start cutting some ditches for us. So we're working on Catholic Cemetery. We got some other ditches to attend to. Other than that, it's been kind of mellow on the street side and working on some buildings and about it so far. Mother Nature.
Okay.
Yeah, down in Catholic and stuff. Get ready.
How long before you start hiring summertime help?
I believe their graduation is May 14th or 15th. I think there's a couple applications in currently, so I'll wait to see if they get some more and then go through them and
okay.
Start the list here, hopefully soon. So hopefully we get some more people to apply. I think there's just a couple so far, isn't there?
One kid brought one in yesterday. Yeah. Then we had one other one.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Evan. Anybody have any questions, Robin?
I think Evan's been doing a good job. I wasn't here at the last council meeting, but it all broke down. But he has brought that down, and he has some good ideas, I think. Maybe down the road, you know, we may have to be looking at some engineering fees to give him some assistance. But he's got some good ideas if you sit and talk to him. Sounds good for me, he thinks sounds good. And again, has to run it by an engineer probably to make sure it's feasible. he is working on this, but he's working very diligent on it.
Yes, he is. I agree.
Doing a good job.
So I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
And now that kind of...
All of you guys do a good job.
Yeah.
All of you.
Excellent.
I appreciate
yeah, there's
it.
Not too many communities that have, first of all, have their own water system, and not too many communities have people that are that can actually run the water system, that have the license to work on a water system. That there's not too many communities that are that way.
Right.
They've given them all up to some other entity. But that's the back of the water. I don't want to go too far back, but we discussed it before, but now that the weather's gotten nice, I want to set up a water committee one evening or one afternoon, sometime that's easy for everybody to go to the well field and set it up with the crew so they can go down there and see start to finish, if you have never been there, start to finish where water comes from and where it goes from there, and see the process and ask questions and know how the water works. And then also then after that we can, of course John's not here, but I'm sure we're going to do the same thing with sewer and go through the steps of the sewer, how we take care of the wastewater in this community, and same way with streets, you know, that way everybody knows. Of course the public's always invited too, it's not a non-public thing, it's
exactly.
Open to everybody, but that way everybody has a little knowledge on where things comes from. If you didn't know where the water comes from, you'll know then. So hopefully I can set that up here pretty soon. So I just kind of waiting for Mother Nature to give us a nice day to do it. So.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to that. Anybody else have any questions for Evan?
I've got something that we don't have to make a decision. I got a thing I want you all to think about. And it's the vacation situation for the city workers. It's like, and I'm going to use Evan as an example. He's lost days that he earned as of May 1st. He can't use them all. He hasn't used them all throughout the year.
Oh, it's use them or lose them?
It's a use them or lose them situation right now. I know it's been revised in the past a couple times. Let's all think about revising it to where they can either use them or still collect something for them.
They're not paid for them, they just lose them?
Yeah, they just lose them.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Right now, our situation, he takes a day off,
right.
His phone don't stop ringing.
Right. Right, that's the thing about a small town. You never get a day off.
No.
Because someone's always going to call you, and I know. I agree with you. All right,
he had 16 days he had to use in 1 week. And
I don't think that's possible, but maybe it is.
You know, I didn't even have to take my shoes off. I didn't add up. He's going to lose, you know, 10 days, 11 days, or, well, no, but
right.
7 days. Lose a week at whatever his average day's wage is.
Right.
I've worked for companies that did that. And after years and years of squawking, they finally come around to our thinking, and if you didn't use your vacation, they would just let you sell it and give you your average wage, and that way you didn't lose, because it's a benefit.
Right. I agree. It doesn't.
I would like to see that part change.
And then,
so
too, I've worked in the same situations, but then, too, we need to work with it, the fact that they shouldn't have to build up all these vacation time. They
yeah.
should get to take them.
You're right. Should
the day
be
off when
yeah.
it's time to take the day off. Just take
right.
the day off and go and put your phone in the pocket. And I understand it.
Yeah.
It's and I know the positions are in and how things work. I believe me, I work for the city of Lowestown.
He's too dedicated.
Well, and you just can't.
He won't leave.
You're in a position that you just can't. You have to be there for people. But on the other hand, we need to some way work it so they can take their vacation.
Cross-train help.
So
that way, when one goes,
right.
somebody
yeah.
else is there to back up.
And everybody, and cross-training. You know, there's cross-training on a lot of employees of getting them to do, everybody needs to know how to run a backhoe, everybody needs to know how to dig a ditch, and everybody needs to know how to do, and all departments are the same.
Yeah.
Even though you got water and street, you're still all the same. The street works with the water works with the street. So, and the police department's not immune, so.
But I would like everybody to consider making a change, that would be good sometime.
All right, Cindy, do you know right offhand, there's an ordinance addressing this, do you know what it is, or you can find it?
I gave Jim a copy of it the other day.
All right, can you just send a copy to all the aldermen and we'll see what ideas we can come up with as a group and see how we can fix this, make it more fair.
So it was changed.
Like 2013, I think.
Yeah, I know, there was an officer quit and then come back.
Yeah.
Send it to Nathan too.
Okay.
He'll be right, man.
I wrote that one.
Yeah.
It was a nice one, I wrote it.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes, it gets kind of complicated.
That's a good idea.
All right, moving on. We have unfinished business, which is the annual appropriation ordinance. We had a budget meeting at 6 o'clock. Had no one from the public to comment. Anybody have any questions on the appropriation ordinance? If no questions, and everyone agrees, we need a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Long, second by Mrs. Clark. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Passel.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. The appropriation ordinance will be posted. Moving on to new business. You talk about the curbside recycling contract with Eagle Enterprises Recycling. We've had this 11 years. Were you here for Eagle, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I was afraid you was waiting for me when I left.
You're a pretty big guy.
My wife calls me Teddy Bear. Good evening. My name is Adam Jake. I'm with Eagle Enterprises Recycling. We're the company that provides the curbside recycling service in Lewiston. It's a subscription program, as you're probably aware. We originally put this program in place with you about 11 years ago, and somehow we've slipped through the cracks and not gotten any price increases done at any time in 11 years. That's an oversight on our part, but we're going through and trying to get things updated, especially coming out of some of all the issues we had through COVID. So we're trying to get contracts renewed and updated, and so we went through and put the numbers to it, and we need to raise price to be able to continue the program as it is. The price increase that is reflected here is the same price increase that we've seen like in places like Canton, where we also operate a subscription program that's the exact same dollar amount. We're about the exact same amount of time. Theirs has just been a little bit more incremental because we didn't overlook them, unfortunately. Program, we do require 15% of the households in town, about 165 households. That's just in order to make sure that we can cover the cost of doing it. The cost of operating a collection truck is expensive. They're big trucks. It takes professional drivers to operate them, and the market for getting professional drivers is very tight. You can drive down the road, and I think I saw three different signs in my drive down here tonight, places looking for CDL drivers. It's gotten very difficult to find them and keep them on staff. We're lucky we have a group of very good professional drivers, but for the last 2 years, part of that has been myself and my father, who is 67. We've been on the truck 90 or 100% of the time just to try to cover all the routes. So, beyond that, if anybody has any questions about the program or anything, I'd be more than happy to answer them. Any concerns, glad to talk about it with anybody.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Adam.
Adam.
Last name's Jaquet, J-A-Q-U-E-Z.
There you go. Adam, the only question I had, I've been recycling for years and that, but the only question I had as far as the city's concerned is the billing process. The city's taking on the contract and billing out to the people, and then we're collecting instead of you guys taking, anybody in the community that wants to do it, and you guys do the collecting. And just like we do on our, that's why we've never got into like the garbage. We just let people choose whatever they want to do on their regular garbage and that, and they take care of all the billing through that. That's the biggest concern I have is actually the city getting in, which we already are, but continuing that. And is there any way to, I'd like people to continue to recycle if they want to and make that their choice, but I just assume that you guys bill them and not the city bill them, so.
We can do a couple different options on that. So in the city of Canton, we have had a contract with them. I'm in the process of renewing their contract right now as well. But we do bill all the individual residents that are customers in Canton. Cuba operates the same way that we have here in Lewiston, where we bill, send one bill to the city of Cuba, and they bill to the residents that are participating. The difference is that if we do the billing, the price is higher, because we have to go through and create the invoices and send them out, and then we deal with people that don't pay bills on time, which, and that was when we originally set this up with Lewiston. I think that was an idea that came from the city, you know,
sure,
to do that.
Sure.
If you don't want to do that, but still like to operate with the contract, when we do the billing, we can certainly do that. I would have to go through and revise the pricing a little bit, but we can certainly look into that.
The things that the comments that I've gotten from people, not just my area, but everybody in the community, there's a lot of people that wanted to keep the recycling. And that's fine, but I just told them the same thing. I didn't think it was right that the city be in a contract, because, I mean, we've lost money over several years now that we just, you know, didn't have enough people on it to do it. And it would have been easier, just like the garbage collection, if you guys just fill them, and that way they still have the option to recycle.
Yeah.
And that, so, because I hate to take away the option for them to recycle. Mm-hmm. So.
It's $8 an hour.
But that's my opinion.
One other thing about if we do have a city contract, even if we are doing it with billing, part of what we have included with that contract is we have some other special services that we provide. City Hall here gets recycling without being billed for it. We provide services to churches because we're in town. We do that in every town we're in. We provide services to any church that wants to use it. The school district has recycling. We are not billing the city anything for that service.
Sure.
For the dumpsters and things like that. You know, if we don't have a contract in place, those services are probably going to either have to be billed out or be stopped.
Okay.
So that's just the nature of how we have to structure contracts.
I mean, the way it is right now, it's a loose situation for us. I mean, you know, because we're behind and we just don't have, it's been a loose situation for several times now. It's just been a loose situation. But people, guaranteed there's a lot of people that like to recycle. And I do. But.
And I will say, even with these higher prices, what we've seen in most of the communities is, yes, we do lose a few people, but in general, a subscription program like this is people who are genuinely concerned about recycling. They're the kind of people who will seek it out. They would put their stuff in a car and haul it somewhere if they had an opportunity to do that. Now, their drop-offs are getting fewer and farther between. But they're the ones who would seek it out, and they will pay a higher price. For instance, in Canton, like I said, their price is on the exact same, $7.50 over the last 11 years that this price is going up. And we have maintained basically the almost exact same number of customers in Canton, even with that price
increase. Did you do that? But you did that gradually, though?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the problem here is that it's going to go up like $10.
Yeah.
And we're already 20 down, 20 customers. We're paying for 20 customers approximately a month.
Yeah.
And then my only concern is that we drop off. I mean, I'm sure we're going to lose some people.
Potentially.
I just don't know what the numbers would be. Mm-hmm. You know, when you hit them with a double, a little more than double, I would almost bet.
Yeah, and I understand that.
And what's sad is the other, I mean, that people that we don't have enough on, every other taxpayer is paying for that,
sure,
recycling, and they're not actually using it. So they're paying that bill, and I just don't agree with that. So.
And I think when it originally went in place, I think the way we structured it, it was before we actually started, we were trying to get the 165 number before we even started the program.
Yeah.
And I think it was within two or three, and at that point, the council at that time decided to go ahead and proceed with it, and then just over time lost a few people. But you know, a lot changes over the years, I understand that.
Our populations went down too, so that didn't help.
And monies went down.
This is the light of small town America.
People have less money in their pocket too, so.
Do you guys do other service too? Regular garbage service go to the landfill?
Not in this area. We do up closer to our base of operations in Galva. We do not do garbage service in this area.
What, could you explain the process, what you do with the garbage when you pick it up, and what do you do with it once you take it?
Well, the recycling we pick up versus in Lewis.
That's what I'm
saying. Everything goes back to our facility in Galva. In Galva, we have what is called Material Recovery Facility, or a MRF. It's an industry term. And we put all the material onto our tipping floor, which is just a big open space on the floor in our building. We dump that material out, and then it's moved from the tipping floor onto the conveyor system by a skid loader. The skid loader picks the material up and dumps it onto the conveyor, meters it out into a depth that it can be sorted through, and then it runs up, and we have a group of people standing on a platform, and they're pulling certain materials off of this conveyor and dropping it down into holding bins underneath the platform they're working on. Anything that is not sorted on that conveyor dumps off the end of it, and it gets loaded onto a semi that is then taken to Normal to a facility called Midwest Fiber Recycling. Midwest Fiber is a large company. They have a facility that processes about 22 tons of recycling every hour. If you go by Bloomington on Interstate 74 anytime, if you look off to the east, when you're running north and south, you'll actually see their facility right there from the interstate. And they're a company we've worked with for about 20 years. Very reputable company, very honest. And so everything that we don't sort and pull out in Galva gets pulled apart sort of there with using more mechanized means. The stuff we pull in Galva, we go through and we bale that material. So we're pulling cardboard, office paper, clean dry newspaper, and then what's called mixed paper, which is all the other kind of bits of paper that are not, you know, don't make those other grades or just don't get picked up through it. And then all those different paper grades are baled into bales and loaded onto semis and go to mills for processing. All of our mills that we deal with are all in the Midwest. So we're either sending, like our cardboard is either going to like Valparaiso, Indiana, or to Green Bay, Wisconsin. The office paper, most of it's going to Wisconsin right now. Occasionally it will go to like Muskogee, Oklahoma. Mixed paper, a lot of it has been going to Pekin. There's a facility there. Overissue newspaper will either go to Wisconsin or I think Kentucky. And some of that is going to things like blow-in insulation for houses. But our recovery rate runs about 91%, I think. It used to be about 95%, but over the years we've seen more issues with contamination. You know, people hear, well, this is recyclable. Well, maybe it is somewhere, or if you do it right, it can be. But plastic bags have been the bane of our existence the last few years, plastic grocery bags. We were the only company, really in Illinois, that accepted plastic grocery bags at the curb for a long time. And after China put in their green fence in 2017, that market got completely cut off, and we have never been able to find another market that will accept plastic grocery bags. They're coming off of curb sorted material. But that plastic bags are only the second item in 29 years in business that we've ever taken off of our list of accepted materials. So,
all right, thank you, sir. Anybody else have any questions? We have 141 customers now, is that right?
Yeah, 140 or 41.
And what do we pay for how many?
We pay for 165. So
we're actually going to have to gain customers to make this work.
Mm-hmm. Right now they pay $8 a month. New pricing will be $15.50, correct? Mm-hmm. So I kind of did figures, 141 for
15 or 18.50.
Well, for us to break even,
we'd
need 18.15.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But they're increasing it to 15.50.
Okay, so their price is 15.50, so everybody understands this. Their price is 15.15 in order for us to break even to have to go to 18.15 a customer. Yeah. Anyone?
Or just go ahead and pay the difference like we've been doing, you know.
We're in the negative, what, 1,200 or 1,300?
I did, you know, I looked at the numbers for each month.
$757.50 right now.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for anybody else's anymore.
pay for mine, but not anybody else's.
Like February, we were down 218. March was up. We were just short 77.81. So it just varies. You know, some people, I know one lady got, her husband passed away, so she got recycling for like 3 months because she was cleaning out the basement. You know, then somebody moves, next person might not get it. Then you got somebody. It just, every month it changes. So.
I don't agree with doing something that's losing money. I mean, if they can work out a contract and then bill their individual user, then we can move on to other things. That's just my opinion. I'm siding with Kendall for once.
That's dangerous. No, I'm just trying to be, I mean, I'm just, you know, people that... And I have no problem with recycling. That's perfectly...
No, I don't either.
Matter of fact, it doesn't matter what I did, but Caterpillar, I started a recycling program at downtown Caterpillar at the world headquarters. And then it went all to their other facilities, and me and one other guy, we started the recycling program for all the waste products. The paper products was most of it, cardboard, paper, and so I understand how it works.
Yep.
But, and like I said, there's still, I had a lot of people that said they still want to recycle. That's fine. But I just assumed the contract would be set up with them, and they pay for it like their garbage, and they can continue with recycling. And instead of the city taking on a contract and losing money. Because, like I said, it's not fair to the rest of the community when everybody else is paying for the extra spots. And so they're actually paying more than $8 to begin with, because they're paying those extra spots that were never filled, you know.
Like with tax money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but I would have no problem with doing if it was done that way, that the billing was just done with the individuals, if we could set it up that way. So that would be my opinion, and that's what I would vote for. So
do you want him to send me another contract to discuss at next meeting?
That would be great. Could we do that and
hang
on just a little bit longer, and maybe just do next meeting?
Do you meet once a month or twice a month?
However, so you could do both if you want to just present it both ways and we'll let the people.
Well, as far as your council meetings, what you're saying?
We're twice a month.
Twice a month.
Yeah. Second and fourth Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that way the people can choose what they want to do and give them the option. So.
Okay. We may, if that's what you want to proceed, we may try to put together a letter to mail out to the current customers about who we want to continue that, because that would make a big difference on where we engage with things.
Yeah.
Right. Because if we can't get enough to cover our cost, we would have to end the program.
Sure, I think that's fair.
So.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
so,
I want it fair for you guys too. Yeah. So.
You know,
it's understandable.
We are a business, but we have to.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we have to try to
Sure.
End up in the black. So.
Yeah.
Got to pay the bills.
Okay.
We'll work with you any way we can.
So I move to table this until the next meeting.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Have a motion and a second to table this. Everybody in agreement with that? We're good. All in favor of tabling this, say aye.
Aye.
All right, opposed? All right, we're going to table this until next meeting. All right, moving on. All we have left.
Thanks,
Adam. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Anybody have any questions, answers? Comments on the bills? If not, need a motion to approve the bills, please.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Brad, second by Sally. Roll call vote.
All right, person Sally Clark. Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Aye. Aye. Here.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We'll pay the bills. Any other business we need to discuss for the good of the city?
I move we adjourn.
Thank you, sir. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Appreciate it.